Before we get into a lot of the items we want to get into, Marcus Freeman was thought to and told some of his colleagues he was taking the LSU job, and then it changed. What happened there, do you think?
Good morning, Bill. I think we got Jimmy Sexton. I mean, look, I do. The more I've dug into this, the more I think that Jimmy Sexton has kept pushing and Notre Dame kept pushing. From what I hear, he accepted with LSU before he went back to Cincinnati. And when he got to Cincinnati, he talked with Luke Fickell, and he was telling, like you mentioned, Bill, he was telling everybody that he was coming to LSU. And then Notre Dame, you know, Jimmy Sexton being Jimmy Sexton, reached back out to Notre Dame and said, look, he's about to sign this contract. Now, Bill, when we ran the story, we were told by four different people that he accepted and that LSU was waiting for the contract that they had asked to send it over. He was signing it, and LSU was getting prepared media-wise to run the story that he had accepted the offer. And then they didn't hear from him. About an hour, they didn't hear from him. About an hour and a half, 2 hours, he kept going. They didn't hear from him. They, you know, Jimmy Sexton didn't reach back out to him. And then all of a sudden, around, I would say, 3 o'clock, we started hearing, hey, man, this might look good. This might not look too good. And Notre Dame, for once, finally came in and paid an assistant, and he wanted to stay in the Midwest. Some people, Bill, feel like they were duped. In reference to that they were just using this as a ploy to get into Notre Dame. But at the end of the day, I think that he always wanted to go to Notre Dame, that he was just waiting for the money to arrive, and it finally did. But he left LSU at the last hour, and look, this isn't the first time, and I don't think it'll be the last, but, hey, we'll continue to – we are continuing to monitor this defensive coordinator coaching carousel.
What's the latest on LSU interviewing coaches?
Yep, so Zach Arnett, the Mississippi State defensive coordinator, was down here yesterday. Bill, I hear a lot of mixed reviews on that. I hear, you know, a couple of people said it did fine, he just wasn't a fit. I hear a couple of people who tell me from inside the building that he absolutely bombed the interview, and it kind of was on the same along the same lines with Texas and Oregon. Now, I can't speak for Texas and Oregon people that cover that because I really don't know. But he just wasn't a fit, and he didn't do good. Something that was interesting, Bill, that's kind of been interesting, and his name continues to pop up, and I know Alabama fans are going to love this, is Pete Golding. 19.5 points per game this season. Look, he can get a lot of the it's funny, Bill. A Hammond native, where I'm at right now, coached at Southeastern, now at Alabama. Does he make his way home? There's some people that are starting to talk this morning that we're trying to confirm that he might get an interview soon. Ryan Nielsen is another guy that the Saints defensive line coach that's out there. But it's going to be interesting with Pete Golden to see what he does. You know, he takes all the blame when the defense does bad, but none of the praise when they, you know, shut teams down. So I think that there could be a chance, Bill, that he moves a little bit more west. And I wouldn't be shocked, too, and maybe something to ask Jeff Ketchum, if he might get an interview with Sark in Texas, too. It's going to be interesting to see what he does moving forward, because the central theme is that he's not returning in Alabama. Maybe not so much as Nick not wanting him to the return as much as he doesn't want to return himself.
Yeah, good point. You keep hearing that he's not going to be the coordinator anymore, which means he'd leave. I don't know where that destination is. I guess he probably doesn't yet know that either. But it's kind of been a privately held foregone conclusion, if that's possible, that he's not going to be the coordinator there anymore.
It seems to be that way. And look, Bill, I don't for me, I've kind of been putting this out there in the shows, but even when I was coming into college in 2008, 2009, defenses were changing. Offenses were changing. And right now in college football, dominating defense is dead, in my opinion. Hey, 9-6 Alabama 2011 is not going to happen anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
That 2011 LSU defense, the Bill that had 17 guys get drafted, that might happen, but the dominating defense, until this RPO game stuff stops and you don't, and you're allowing offensive linemen to get 3 yards down the field, it's hard for a defensive back. It's hard for a safety. It's hard for a linebacker. With that being said, Alabama averaged on defense 19.5 points per game. Yes, I understand the 40 points that you gave up to Florida and Ole Miss, but how in the world? And I'm not trying to. Oh, God bless Blake Ruffino, who covers LSU's defending an Alabama coordinator. And I get, again, he's from Hammond. But how is it that they're averaging 19.5 points per game, one of the better teams that we've ever seen, and we're saying he's a bad coordinator? I don't believe that. And I think that a lot of people sense that he is a bad coordinator. Well, okay, we'll let him go and then see what happens. But the central theme, again, Bill, everybody in Hammond says he's leaving. I'll just tell you this right now. Everybody says he's leaving. And this was even going back last year after the LSU loss that Saban told him, you better start looking around. And he's like, look, man, you told me to run these plays. But, again, that's a little bit of he said, she said. So we'll see what happens. I will say this, Bill. I think today we will know a little bit more about his interview process if he does take this interview. But it continues. Before I came on, another source had texted me and said, look, I'm pretty sure Pete Golden's about to get an interview with LSU. So when it continues to happen like that, it looks like it's about to happen.
Rod, who is a big Buckeye fan living in Texas, on Twitter says, tell Blake I'll chip in some money for LSU to hire the defensive coordinator at Ohio State, Kerry Coombs, who, by the way, had linebackers chasing Smitty.
Bill, I know we talk about Bo Pelini. I get it. Bill, they were in a 4-4 defense and a 3-wide receiver set and 21 personnel. I mean, 4-4. They had linebackers covering Devonta Smith. That was one of the worst coach games I'd seen in a long time, Bill. No, we don't want him. Look, the only thing that we want from Ohio State is if Joe Burrow himself is reincarnated and you start Dwayne Haskins, you can send Joe Burrow back down to Baton Rouge. But defensive coordinator-wise, no, we don't want him.
That Alabama team, and this comes up a lot, and you're down in LSU country. The 20 Bama team compared to the 19 LSU team. How would you compare and contrast?
You know, Bill, that's interesting. I kind of got a little worked up last night. No, Billy Ruffino got worked up, but I got worked up a little bit about it last night. Bill, Joe Burrow. Mac Jones versus Joe Burrow. At the end of the day, this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you're going to pick Mac Jones, God bless your soul. But I'm going to take Joe Burrow in the 3 first-round wide receivers, a first-round running back, the best offensive line in 2019. I'm going to still take LSU. Now, look, we were just talking about Pete Golden. Alabama fans, and this is just my opinion, if you're going to talk bad about Pete Golden, you still give up 2 games of 40-plus points. LSU didn't do that in 19. They went through a full season. Now, I commend, Bill, what Alabama did during the COVID season. I still think that they have the best offensive line I've ever seen in my life. It's going to be a very good offseason to break down that offensive line and what they did. But I think that LSU had too many weapons. They had the best quarterback in the country. He accumulated 65 touchdowns in the SEC. And I kind of think the SEC was down a little bit this year. I think that that's easy to say. And they were never in question. I've asked every Alabama fan this. Would you rather Tua Tagovailoa or Mac Jones? Because at the end of the day, if you're saying that the 19 Alabama team I think they're better in 2020, but what was better? Because apparently Tua was better. I would take LSU. I think, Bill, that LSU is misevaluated a lot in 19 from what they did on the line of scrimmage and defensively. They had so much talent. Derek Stingley was a freshman. They had the most guys drafted in the NFL last season. Bill, today's the anniversary, 1 year, that LSU won the Natty in convincing fashion. So I would take that team. And mainly, I kind of want to put the stamp down that says, well, Joe Burrow. But some people get their underwear in a bunch and think, well, you can't just do that. Well, yes, I can, because he's probably one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life.
Blake Ruffino with us. Again, we'll let you know how you can get all of his information. Your thoughts on 21 inside the SEC? I know we don't have to solve all mysteries on this show, but just any early thoughts on the next football season?
You know, Bill, what I think is very interesting, and this is happening at LSU, and something that I think is going to be fantastic for college football is this everybody has a free year, so to speak, and you have a lot of seniors that are coming back that had a down season. LSU's returning their entire defensive line, and it's not official yet, but their entire offensive line. You have seniors that are returning that don't, and I think it helps teams like an Alabama, like a Florida, like an LSU, that I don't remember, Bill, a time that LSU ever had 85 scholarship players because they have so many guys that leave in the draft and transfer and stuff like that. And I can't speak for other teams, but I think it's great for college football. When you have that much talent that returns to a team and to a program, I think that this sets up for a couple of seasons, and I think next season you see better football play down the road. I think you could see better defenses down the road because you have so many guys that are coming back. I think the SEC is going to be even better than it was this year, and I think that the SEC is going to be very top-heavy again, but I think that there's teams that we can see and we can look at. I like JT Daniels in Georgia. I really do like them. I like what LSU's building in Alabama's Alabama. I think it's going to be a who's who again, but I think we're going to have a really good season of college football. And how do other teams rebuild? What does Sark do with Texas? I really like what's going to happen in 2021 with all these kids. If there's one thing they did right, was giving these kids back the season. I like that because I think you're going to have a really good football coming forward.
Tell everybody how they can find all your work.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. You can go to AYS Network on Facebook, AYS Sports on Twitter. We're pushing it out, so you only got about two more weeks. $100 gift card giveaway we're doing, Bill. If you go subscribe to our Are You Serious Sports Network or Are You Serious Sports on YouTube. So all you got to do is go subscribe. It's a free subscription. It's YouTube. And then we're going to do a drawing to give away that $100 gift card. It doesn't matter if you're an LSU, Bama fan. We don't care. We just want people to go subscribe, and we'll give the $100 gift card giveaway. Bill, next week we will be telling everybody where the gift card is going to. We're getting a lot of people's input of where. So that's what we want everybody to do. And everywhere you listen to podcasts, don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Excellent work, sir. Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon. Later.